Here's my disclosure statement. I have no relationships to disclose for this current presentation. Pain. I'm sure everybody in this room has experienced pain at a particular point in their life. As we know, people from different cultures conceptualize and describe pain using different cognitive frameworks, according to Lacks. As we know, pain holds different meanings for culturally desperate or disparate groups. I always have a hard time with that word. As we know, pain is universal. Pain is complex. Pain is multidimensional. From the American Academy of Pain Management, as well as the International for the Study of Pain, they define pain as an unpleasant sensory and an emotional experience associated with tissue damage. As we know, there's an emergence of literature documenting disparities in pain care among racial and ethnic minorities. Specifically, among African Americans and Hispanics, they tend to be undertreated for pain than their Caucasian counterparts. In 2011, the Hispanic population in the United States has reached a new milestone. They are actually the second largest group within this country, comprising of about 16.3% of the nation's populace. And that number is growing. According to the Census Bureau, by the year 2052, approximately 52% of this country will be minorities, with the Hispanic population being the primary group of within our nation itself. As we know, racial and ethnic minority populations are at a higher risk for oligoanalgesia, the ineffective treatment of pain, which translates to higher risk for poor pain outcomes. It's very important that identifying pain scale preference by using validated instruments that can improve accuracy in pain assessment, management among cultures, and more importantly for all of us in this room who are practitioners, cultural sensitivity, and being culturally competent to the populations that we treat as well. Now, for this study that I conducted as part of my thesis or practicum for my MPH, I had two objectives, essentially. The first one was to study, examine three pain scales: the gold standard numeric rating scale, the word descriptor scale, and the FACES pain scale by Wong and Baker. And what I wanted to do was to determine within this community which pain scale was preferred dealing with musculoskeletal pain assessment. Which one could this community truly identify with and can truly delineate their actual pain? The second objective was to correlate these pain scales among different variables that I also examined throughout the study, which I'll talk about a little later. The methodology, I had a convened sample of 80 participants. They all derived from a safety net clinic called the Health Partnership Clinic of Johnson County in Kansas. This is a safety net clinic where this serves as a medical home for about 16,000 patients within Overland Park, Kansas. We have a variety of specialists within this center volunteering their time to give medical care to this population. We had family practice, orthopedics, neurology, dentistry, and chiropractic. So we had an excellent environment with a multidisciplinary specialist integrating and referring back and forth with these patients. The eligibility criteria for this study was being 18, male or female, and was able to be self-identified as a Latino in origin. The inclusion criteria was any patient within the health center that was currently seeking care for musculoskeletal pain by any of the providers were eligible for the study. We excluded patients that had cancer pain, as well as patients with known and suspected psychotic disease or mental retardation. Again, we were approved by the University of Kansas Institutional Review Board, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. All right. So, again, I had three pain assessment scales here. The numeric rating scale, which everyone probably in this room is familiar with as the gold standard. It's an 11-point scale, 0 equating no pain, 10 meaning the worst pain possible. The word descriptor scale was a 5-item scale, which used none, no pain, or none, mild, moderate, severe, and very severe. And then we used Wong and Baker's FACES scale, which was a 6 different images where you had the happy smiley face equated to no pain, somebody crying equated to the worst pain possible, and they all equated to 0, 2, 4, 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 as you translated those numbers to a numerical value. And then finally what I did was a 20-item survey instrument, both in English and Spanish, and all the instruments were in English and Spanish as well, based on the patient preference. Used SPSS to analyze the data. We collected some descriptive statistics on the demographics and the pain scale preference among Latino patients, as well as I did some cross-tabulation among some variables, age, gender, race, education, years lived in the United States, and pain scale preference. Very briefly, here's some of the results from the study. I had over 55% of the participants were female, 58% were between the ages of 20 and 39, so a younger patient base here. When we looked at Latino in origin, we broke it down into race within this culture, within this community, and majority of them were of a mixed race. 71% had up to high school education. More than 50% of them lived more than 10 years in the United States. Over 57% were from Mexico as their original birthplace. Interesting, almost 84% Spanish was their native language. And interesting, languages spoken at home and languages used for cognition were both high regarding Spanish as the primary language at home and for thinking. When we looked at primary site of pain, majority of the patients, 52%, had lower body or extremity. Majority of that was lower back as well as knee complaints. More than 6 months, so we had a lot of patients that had chronic pain within the study. And interesting, this could be a cultural thing as well, 72% were not taking prescription medications that were provided by the providers there at the center, as well as 70% of them were not taking any OTCs. I'll talk about the results from these different pain scales. When I asked which pain scale did you most like, which best described your pain, which one was the most difficult pain scale to use. Interesting, do you find that your PCP even understands your pain? Do you feel misunderstood by your PCP? So I examined some of these, and here are the results. When examining the study sample across tabulating gender and pain, the total sample had a greater preference towards the FACES pain scale. When measuring pain, females had a higher preference towards the FACES pain scale than males. Males actually preferred the word descriptor. Females thought the FACES was more effective in describing their pain. Both genders thought the numeric rating scale was very hard to use. Overall, when examining the study sample, cross-tabulating age and pain, the total sample had a greater preference, again, towards the FPS and thought the NRS was very difficult to describe their pain. Race, again, very similar, right across the board. All races thought that the FACES pain scale was easier to describe their pain, and the NRS was more difficult. The study, again, ultimately was intended to determine which pain scale was more effective at identifying musculoskeletal-related pain among Latinos, and it truly revealed some evidence that we can make some inferences about that within this community, within this culture, they prefer the image-based visual pain scale over the numeric rating scale. We found a preference predominantly Spanish-speaking patients had a greater affinity towards the Wong and Baker scale. And, of course, the small sample size of our study suggested, like other clinical studies, that women suffer pain more often or higher prevalence for musculoskeletal-related conditions as well. It would be interesting to cross-correlate the pain scales with other races, Caucasians, African Americans, to determine if there was a greater preference towards one of these scales as well. I know the nursing profession has done a lot of research in regards to cultural competency and examining this area as well. Chiropractic, not so much. Comparing with similar educational levels, since lower educational groups also prefer the FACES pain scale. So, the bottom line, the results reveal that within this healthcare setting, the use of visual images are important to pain identification and communication. Cultural sensitivity. Maybe this is a medium or an avenue or food for thought for these practitioners within this cultural setting where 41% of the participants are of Latino origin, maybe they need to start using these culturally sensitive pain scales when an individual comes in that can truly delineate what their pain is like. Because, I mean, when you ask me what does 8 mean to me out of 10, maybe different for Claire, maybe different for Michelle. Cultures experience pain differently. So this instrument now may be able to truly delineate this culture's pain. So that practitioner now, instead of saying, Ms. Lopez, give me a number, let's use the instrument of the FACES pain scale. Practitioners describe or prescribe an appropriate treatment if the true underlying pain level was identified. So again, this can lead to, hopefully for that practitioner, to avoid over or under prescribing. Because as we know, there's a lot of evidence in regards to health disparities that practitioners who are not the same ethnicity as the patient, they tend to under prescribe. Again, question. With Latinos using the FPS instead of the gold standard, could we have an improvement in patient underreporting their pain? Avoiding cultural stereotypes by the practitioner. Improvement of minorities receiving adequate pain management could ultimately lead to improved clinical outcomes. Some limitations of the study. Sample size, I only had 80 surveys. The survey design itself, one of the biggest dilemmas I found with the survey itself was I printed the surveys on back and front, so I got a lot of surveys back where they only completed one page. So I had a lot of data that we couldn't use. So as a future, in the future, I'm going to just do it on one side with explicit instructions. The other barrier I found was I didn't look at occupation. How does even their occupation relate to their musculoskeletal condition as well within this population? Health literacy is a big issue. Some barriers, myself as the as a researcher, Spanish was a barrier for me. Interpreting some of the short answer responses was a barrier for me. And as well, self-reporting pain intensity measurement tools can be used incorrectly. The other thing I thought was giving all three pain scales at once. Patients try to match them up instead of looking at them independently. So in conclusion, as usual, the study supports further need for research, right, within pain and culture, looking at health disparities, and the need for providers to become more culturally sensitive when assessing pain. So again, as providers, we need to develop personal awareness of values and beliefs. Appreciate the meaning of pain between cultures. Limit our own ethnocentrism as we practice. Providing culturally sensitive educational materials. Maybe even mandatory continuing ed and cultural competencies for our own profession. And finally, using the appropriate assessment tool to truly identify someone's pain. Thank you.